What does a party mean to you? Good times with friends? Loud music and exotic dancers in cages? Little people in cupid wings swinging from the ceilings? Whatever a party is to you, we know how to make it better. By popping motherfucking bottles. And Corolla Drinks has got you covered. We're proud to introduce to the world the bubbly nectar that is sparkling brosé. We captured the stone and tropical fruits from our original brosé and added a little more party. Pop a bottle at brunch, on game day, at a brisk, or in the club. We promise, wherever you are, just got better. Hurry, this limited first run will run out to get your first bottle of sparkling brosé for only $25. Head CorollaDrinks.com and let the party begin.
We get deep into the Young Turks' take on Adam and ad hominem arguments, or at least attacks, and what that means in an argument. In fact, I talk about a guy that – well, I talk about my peers generally, and when they attack me, I reach out a hand and say, let's be collegial and agree to disagree, and maybe we can learn from each other. And the cowards that refuse that – we'll get to that and more after this from Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
I just casually looked towards the canal, and I saw what I thought was a mannequin.
August 2nd, 1998, the body of a brilliant young scientist is found dead near the campus of Georgetown University. It was a gruesome scene.
Walking up to the body, it became apparent that there had been a sexual assault.
For more than 6 years, D.C. police had no leads and no suspects. Then, another disturbing discovery. She wasn't his only victim.
As these cases went on, the more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
One man committing a series of heinous crimes against women, but then he just stops. 10 years go by, then 20. What would it take to finally crack the case wide open? I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series, available October 4th on all podcast platforms.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a trip. Got to mandate. Get it on.
Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still thinking about your interview with Sid Croft. That was just so – I was out on the road when I was listening to it, and it just was so fascinating to me. I don't know what the hell. Did it leave you with anything?
I found him to be very fascinating.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were worried or nervous about how it may have gone.
I was.
It seemed to cause anxiety in people.
And I thought it was a model for people that have issues coming together and talking.
My policy is if there's a dispute or a disagreement or you would like to defend yourself or your side or your point, the door's open.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Gavin Newsom ever wants to come back on the show and explain policies to me, the door's wide open.
There's a guy.
And by the way, this thing that you and I always laugh about, which is like, oh, well, he's not going on Tucker Carlson because he's going to be ambushed. You know, like I say it all the time. Fauci wants everyone to get vaccinated. Yeah. He's accusing people who watch Tucker Carlson of not getting vaccinated. So what better place to – what better
– meet them. See them.
Show to go on than Tucker Carlson. But you're on Don Lemon's show. Yeah. Everyone who watches Don Lemon's show is vaccinated. So then why not go on Tucker Carlson's show? Who gets a lot better ratings? And answer is he won't be treated fairly. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. And by the way, I bet he could set his own parameters and they would agree to them.
What parameters?
Yeah.
What? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom came in here. You can say I didn't treat him fairly. I kept following up with questions. He couldn't answer those questions. He probably didn't enjoy it. That's on him. What do you mean? Who treats who fairly?
Right.
You're allowed to ask questions, then have debates, and then
not
discussions.
Anymore. Doesn't seem like it.
Right. Go on Tucker Carlson's show, Dr. Fauci, and school him up with all your data and your research. What do you mean? You have the truth on your side. First off, you're a celebrated clinician. He's a news anchor.
Yeah.
He's an opinion guy. Of course you're going to beat him up when it comes to the subject of COVID. If the subject was carpentry, then I would destroy Tucker Carlson because I know everything about carpentry.
Yeah.
So you've got 50 years in on this subject, Fauci. Go on there and school him up. Or you've been lying about a lot of shit.
Mm.
And Tucker Carlson is going to bring that up. And that's why you're not going. Clearly. It's abundantly clear to me. I don't know why that's not abundantly clear to everyone. You know you're going to win. Go in. School them up.
Well, people, there's another layer to this, let me just say. And let me just tell you a quick story on my side.
Let me just tell you that Sid Croft, I've made fun of his work for quite some time.
Yeah.
It's been well documented in books. Yes. Over
and he knew
and
it.
Things like that.
He knew it.
Well aware of it.
Yeah.
He's also well aware of the fact that when I was on the Radford lot of CBS and someone wanted to introduce me to the legendary Sid and Marty Croft, I had no designs on doing that. I rejected that offer. I said, they're hacks. I don't need to meet them. But he wanted to come in under those terms, set the record straight,
and
we had a delightful conversation.
And this is kind of a weird question, but what would you call him in being willing to do so? Because there's a word that describes his attitude and willingness and sort of, you know, forthcomingness. I just use the word courage. It's courageous.
Some of it's 93.
It's the opposite of cowardice.
I don't want to be a douche, but I think there's a thing.
Well, they don't care.
Where you
as
get
much.
To the end of your life, and there's like, oh, fuck it. Like, what's this guy going to do to me?
Yeah.
But yes, he also comes from a different era.
Mm.
It comes from a bygone era,
which
where
is
you went in
abundantly clearer.
And worked on that stuff.
Yeah. Well, when men were men, he shook hands. And
yes.
If there was to be an event, we'd raise your fist and have at it.
Yeah. And so he was aware of what I thought of his art.
Yeah.
But we had a nice discussion anyway.
Well, it morphed. Even though I sort of share your I'm not sure disdain is perhaps too strong a word, your sort of concern that what we were consuming as kids was shit.
Mm-hmm.
How we got that shit served up to us became clear from the historical context of his career, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it made his career look, frankly, better.
Mm-hmm.
And his choices better.
Mm-hmm.
In the context of, you know, we always say the vaudevillian background of some of these people. But I get shit from colleagues, from other physicians on Twitter, and my move always is to immediately follow them, DM them, and say, let's get on the phone. Let's get on the phone and let's talk about it. And a lot of them have gotten the phone with me, and we've, of course, seen eye to eye, or where we differed, it was mild, whatever. And I just agreed to, like, we got to kind of row together as physicians. We got to kind of at least –
Well, we played in the last show, me on Huffington Post.
Yeah.
When Huffington Post invites me on to talk about my discussion with Gavin Newsom, I understand where I'm going. Did she treat me fairly? Was I ambushed? Was I set up? No, I'm not set up because I'm right. What's she going to do to me? Do you know what I'm saying? Why not go to Huffington Post and sit down with the most progressive yenta on the planet and I defend my position?
Who's a Russian operative?
My position is family and education. It's pretty – that's diet and exercise. It's
pretty aggressive.
Pretty easy to
pretty
defend.
Pretty over the top.
Talking about childhood obesity and I'm saying diet and exercise. I think I can handle myself. I know you're going to try to poke holes in my controversial family and education thoughts. Go ahead. So I showed up.
Yeah.
And so what? Okay.
Yeah.
then she looked like an idiot.
Right, and history has not been kind to that.
No, but I wouldn't say so.
There's a guy that keeps attacking me named Gorski on Twitter, and he wrote a really good analysis of that last ivermectin study, the ivermectin prophylaxis study. I think that was the one he wrote. He's a good, you know, sort of reader of medical literature, though when he writes about it, he puts all this fucking editorial in there that drives me crazy, but his actual analysis is pretty good. And I reach out to the guy. I go, let's get on the phone. Let's talk, because he just keeps attacking me. And he goes, oh, I know now. You're trying to ambush me. I go, oh, okay. So we can't be colleagues. We can't be collegial. You're a fucking coward.
Yeah.
You're a fucking coward.
Go,
I get
Drew.
It. You're a fucking coward.
I get
okay,
it.
Okay, you've declared yourself. I am doing nothing.
Drew, your own mic movement bitch in the ass for a change. He picks it up. He slams around and it swung away right during the fucking crescendo. Just the fucking coward, and it just swung away.
But the mic will have none of it. But the fact that he will not be collegial, will not even – and yes. By the way, agree to disagree with me. I'm all cool with that. But maybe we'll find more of a common ground. I want to learn from you. I like some of the stuff he writes. He won't get on the phone and talk to a colleague. That's you, asshole.
I agree.
You're a coward.
The fun of the kings of this, and Gary can find it.
He claimed that it's to sort of ambush him or to bring – what the hell is
this? Okay. Ask Mike Tyson to get in the ring and then ambush him.
Yeah, right, right.
How are you going to be ambushed if you know what you're doing?
Right.
I went on to HuffPo. I didn't know what the fuck she was going to talk about. I don't care. I can answer. If you find Young Turks talking about me and AOC, that's a good one. And then also me and my... I don't want to pay for your kid's school lunch one. These idiots, the points they echo my points and their points attacking me.
Right. Well, they make your point for you.
It's a bizarre way to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in between sort of calling me an asshole, but then they go back to my points.
Yep.
That's a fucking... We'll watch this one.
This is a 9-minute video. So you can scrub
through it. There's got to be a shorter version because I saw it somewhere. All right. You want to correlation between
line one? Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to John, 41, Virginia.
Oh, hey, thanks, guys. I wanted to ask you about my mother and if you think she has severe Trump derangement syndrome or maybe mental illness, and where the line crosses between the two, because it's kind of hard to tell these days.
Yes, it is.
So to put this, to put it in context, she's 72. She's a widow. She lives all alone, but she doesn't get out much, and she watches CNN and Rachel Maddow all day long. That's kind of her window to the outside world, right?
Oh, Gary, the little montage, I think, was on the John Stossel thing I did. There's a 5-minute John Stossel piece. They have 20-second.
Oh, you want it from inside of there?
I think that's where it was cut together.
Exactly. Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, John. Trump derangement syndrome.
MSNBC.
Yeah, my mom was freaking out about the January 6th stuff when that first happened. She was sending out emails to the family.
The committee's got to reconvene.
Yeah, she was convinced that Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan had teamed up together and were taking over the country.
Oh, boy.
And she actually closed the blinds and turned off the lights.
Oh, yeah,
she thought
wrong.
There was a possibility they might show up at her house and kill her she had voted for Joe Biden. She lives in the San Francisco Bay Area on the third floor of a condo with private security, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Merrick Garland has told us that white supremacist groups are the biggest the biggest problem we're going to have in this country.
So she's right. She better be careful.
She better be careful. You turn on the news, you see all those Klan killings.
Boy, that they did that to your mom is just irreprehensible. It's disgusting.
It is. I mean, sorry about your mom's mind being pretty feeble, but yeah, it's easy to buy into it. I mean, look, if you turn on the news and you just saw the attorney general talking about white supremacy being the biggest problem this country faces and Joe Biden echoing that, then if you believed in those two people, then you would have to believe this.
If you believed it was anything else,
propagandistic bullshit like I do, then you would know. But it was the same with COVID.
I worry,
you have to treat white supremacy groups being the biggest problem this country faces and COVID the same way, which is, oh man, this thing's going to kill everyone. But how come no one I know is dead? Mm. How come none of the reporters who've been telling us this is going to happen to us are dead? How come none of them are dead? How come none of the politicians? How come Fauci's not dead? How come no one's dead? How come all the big proponents of this is going to get you are fine? And if I turn on the evening news and every crime involves some gangbanger pistol whipping someone who does not look like a Klansman, then how could it be the Klan? You got to look around. Now, your mom's not going to do that, of course.
Well, I worry that is she getting a dementia or anything? Is anything else going on, like minimal cognitive change, that kind of thing?
No, I mean, her brain is fine. It's just she's going nuts. And I went to go visit her. You know, she's talking about Nazis and stuff. And I say, hey, Mom, on my way here, I didn't see any burning crosses, but that CVS that's half a mile from your front door, all the windows were broken and it had BLM spray painted on the front of the building. And then she just says, you know, no, those, that's not Black Lives Matter. Those were mercenaries that were hired by Donald Trump to come to my neighborhood. Wow. There's a lot of narcissism here. My neighborhood and terrorize us pretending to be black. That was proof that the Nazis were there. You know what I mean?
So guys, those, when I've been talking about the wave of hysteria and mental illness there, that's it, man. That's mental illness. That's no longer just Trump derangement. We have caused people to become, I guess it's going to be like psychotic depression.
Yeah,
is really what this all is.
They have that AOC clip. It's not all Young Turks, but
I started it with the Young Turks part, and this is right on the heels of Stossel pointing out your tweet, wherein you said if AOC was fat.
Oh no, I said that to Sean Hannity, but yeah.
But he brought it back up as well.
Yeah.
Who are you to judge political issues? You don't know anything.
His comment about AOC drove leftists crazy.
It's very predatory and creepy.
He projects his sexism onto others. Mm-hmm. He thinks the only reason I would care is because she's hot.
No, I'm sorry. It's another clip. It's another Young Turks clip. Sorry. It's shorter, but it's...
I found another clip that's 6 seconds long.
No, this one is... This is them saying what I said.
You project your sexism
onto others. What's that?
Her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of it's confusing.
Yeah.
But first off, there's this thing. It's like he doesn't know anything. Okay, we can remove that.
Yeah.
Because your plumber says you got a toilet clog. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's like okay, if I don't know anything, then you don't know anything. Okay, let me use it on you.
Right.
You don't know anything.
Right.
Now we're even.
Right.
Where should we go here?
Good argument. Yeah.
I'm not a political scholar. I have opinions. Mm-hmm. It's not really about knowing who the 41st president was. It's more about here's my opinion on this situation.
Yeah.
So they always start with some weird ad hominem, and then they do...
Well, that's how you know they're in trouble.
Right.
Whenever they do ad hominem attacks.
And then they do a weird thing where they do is, I was right. I'm projecting my misogyny onto, but who?
AOC or other men?
I must say...
Other voters.
A lot of it's confusing, which is not good either. I'm not sure what that point was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of what I do. Sorry. Yeah, no, there's no more with Stossel. It's just there's some clip floating around the internet.
Within that Stossel clip, the 6-minute one, that's all the Young Turk stuff. You're saying it's just a completely separate
thing? I'm saying
it's
a completely separate Young Turks thing that's floating around. All right, Drew.
All right, let's take the call line 3.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a spot. Have I hit my spot yet? No. Let me tell you about Simply Safe. You want to protect your home? Waiting for the right time. Right now's the right time. Adam and Dr. Drew listeners get 40% off Best Home Security of 2022. That's right now. U.S. News and World Report says, I use them. I trust Simply Safe. Phil's crawling around. Is he trying to get out?
He wants to get out.
Yeah. Oh, well, let him out.
All right.
I'll tell you about Simply Safe. Phil, I brought him in, but he'd be safe at home because I'd have Simply Safe 24/7 professional monitoring across the under a buck a day, less than half the cost of ADT's professionally installed plans. Don't miss the chance to save big and protect your home. Get 40% off your order at simplysafe.com/Adam2. Do it today. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes. That's simplysafe.com/Adam2. I use them. No batteries last up to 10 years. No pulling wires. Do it yourself. It takes about a half hour. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right. So, Gary, you can look around for that clip, which I felt like I stumbled onto on the internet somehow looking for something else.
What were you looking for?
I have no idea. Something with cars. Huh. I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just AOC, Young Turks, Adam Carolla. I don't know. Well, or maybe it's just a clip of the longer discussion. But anyway, or you can look up the old don't want to feed your kids one. That one's sitting around too. Again, they just do the he doesn't know anything. And then there's the repeat my point. It's a weird way to make a point.
And people like listening to that stuff? Doesn't it get tiresome very quickly?
If I was watching a commentator or listening to a commentator and the commentator was attacking Don Lemon and they just kept going, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
But Don Lemon made a point.
Let's talk about the point.
Maybe it was climate change or maybe it was murder rates or whatever it is. I would like you to focus on the point.
Yeah. No. No possibility of that.
Well, I mean, maybe let's just say I'm an idiot. I mean, I'm willing to go along with that.
Okay.
I still made a point.
No, so listen.
Me being an idiot or not being an idiot is sort of neither here nor there when it comes to the point that you need to address the point.
This is the whole phenomenon that people need to understand of social media and cancel culture and people reacting to other people's opinions. When they decay to an ad hominem argument, that is either cognitive dissonance or they have no argument, one or the other. Mm-hmm. When they start saying he's an asshole, he's a this, he's a that, that's it. There's no argument.
Maybe we'll just show the beginning of the you need to feed your kids video. It's 10 minutes. I'll play 2 minutes or whatever. I think they probably make my point at the beginning.
Speaking with Dr. Drew on...
Oh, that's you.
Adam Carolla was speaking with Dr. Drew on the Adam and Dr. Drew show, and they were discussing the issue of politics. And it turns out that Adam Carolla has become kind of political, which he didn't really see himself doing in the past. But he addressed this in a very, very lengthy discussion, and I want to show you a few snippets of it. Let's take a quick look at the first video.
I think I've become more conservative.
You're going to have to probably forward to the school lunch part of it. Or you'll find it. It'll take a few minutes. I don't know. 8 years ago.
Okay.
Well, go ahead then.
As I've gotten older, as I've had a family, you know, as people do when they get older and they have a family and they pay more in taxes and they start looking for school systems for their kids that are usable and things like that. There's a move toward a more conservative life in general as you get older. But as far as my talking points go, you know, stop shitting out kids you can't afford. You pay for their school breakfast, not because I want you to pay for their school breakfast, but because the kid should know that mom and or dad are paying for breakfast. I mean, making the effort. It's a psychological thing. It's not a matter of I don't want to pay 39 cents a day for your kid. I don't give a fuck about that. Half the fucking government takes half my money and does whatever the fuck they want with it anyway. I mean, that's your kid's breakfast is the least of my worries. I worry about your kid and the message that's being sent to your kid by mama not making them breakfast. That's what I worry about. But my talking points have not changed. Get your shit together. Get to work. Stop shitting out kids. So on and so forth.
So hold on, hold on, hold on. Because what was the thing you said over and over again, circa 1995 on? Screwed up kids.
Fucked up people. Yeah. Stop having kids.
Yeah, screwed up people having screwed up kids. That's
okay.
It. That's 30 years ago.
What was the point of what I just said about school breakfasts?
That you wanted people, the kids, to understand that mom cared enough to put that effort into making the breakfast.
And then what other point did I emphasize?
That you don't care, that they take all your money and do whatever the fuck they want with it, and you don't really care what they do with the 39 cents for the breakfast.
That it's not the money.
It's not the money. It's it is the effort. Kids. It's the psychological effect on the kids.
Right. Yeah. She just played the clip, so let's hear her address the clip.
Someone who doesn't give a shit about breakfast, he talks about breakfast throughout the entire clip. He's like, make your kids breakfast. Now, what I love about that is it's always the go-to argument by some conservatives, and usually the least informed conservatives, right? They're really angry about free lunches. And of all the issues, of all the different things that we waste our tax dollars on, to go to the issue of school lunches just befuddles me. I just don't understand it, right? But he gets into more specifics,
A little more specific. For someone who doesn't care about breakfast, he spent the whole time talking about breakfast.
Yeah, you didn't say you didn't care about breakfast.
I don't care about breakfast. It's a metaphor for you
caring about your kids.
Caring about your kids.
And kids understanding.
And then she wants to know why I'm obsessed with the money of all the things the government spends money on, why I'm obsessed on this.
When you're explicit, you don't care about the money. Repeated that several times.
This is what I'm saying about these fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Yes, I called them idiots because they're unable to interpret data.
No, I think understand English.
Understand English. Yeah. I just got done saying I don't care about the money. Yeah. I care about the psychological ramifications of your kid becoming a ward of the state.
Yeah.
And, was I not clear?
And that's been your talking point for 20 years.
Yes. But here's my whole point, Young Turks. Make a point. I'm all ears. This is not a point.
Well, have an argument.
Have an argument. This is not an argument for what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're just repeating what you said, trying to repeat what you said and not even getting that right.
Drew has some business to do, but I think they're about to play another clip from A&D, and then they're going to respond to that as well.
All right, let me tell you first about Blinds Galore. The Turning 24, everybody. I literally just sent Susan this copy because we got to get some blinds from those dudes. They're the best. Celebrate with them. Take 50% off. 50. Your whole order during their huge birthday sale. Doesn't get better. Order your samples today. Take 50% off custom blinds and shades during Blinds Galore birthday sale. It ends on October 11th, so get to it before it ends, October 11th. Family-owned, family-run, first place to buy custom blinds online. Designer look without the designer price. Do it all from home. Just take measurements and customize everything online. They have a build-a-blind tool that lets you see exactly what everything will look like on screen before you buy. They have a team ready to help you. They want to be sure that you get it exactly right. Even blinds and shades that link with your smart home, smartphone, or Amazon Alexa. Electric blinds. We've got them. Adam's got them. It's blindsgalore.com, right, Gary?
Blinds Galore birthday sale is going on right now, and everything is up to 50% off. Go check out blindsgalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right, quick break. Right back after this. And by the way, how fat are poor kids, Drew?
Are we obese or are we starving? Which is it?
On average, the poor kids with the school lunches are heavier than the rich kids with the nannies.
Mm.
So keep going. Anyway, they got another point. I don't know what the other point is.
And by the way, you weren't really actually talking about the lunches at all. You were talking about breakfasts.
Well.
Because you weren't saying, I mean, you'd like them to pair their lunch.
School lunch. Yeah, anyway. All right, go ahead.
Just befuddles me. I just don't understand it, right? But he gets into more specifics, or he gets a little more specific, I should say, in the next clip. Let's take a quick look at that.
It's the left turning conservatism into a pejorative, number one. Being conservative didn't used to be a pejorative in any stretch of the imagination. Being conservative with your money was being prudent. Being conservative as it pertained to work or investments or even, you know, at the poker table, it was sort of prudent. You know, it's conservative meant prudent. It was not a pejorative. The left has taken over the word conservative and turned it into a pejorative. So it's like, oh, you're a conservative. They've done a wonderful smear campaign of, oh, are you conservative? Yes, I'm conservative. Oh, okay, great. You hate women. You hate blacks. You hate all cultures. You love people with money. You hate poor people. No, no. I just want to focus on education. I want to focus on hard work. I want to focus on being motivated and getting ahead in a country that's made for that ethic. This country was put here for that attitude. And the way you want to flourish in this country, get up, go to work, get educated, get your kids educated, stay together, focus on the family. There you go.
So this is a standard argument that you usually hear from conservatives, right? Like, pick yourself up from the bootstraps. It's super easy. I'm just a supporter of hard work. And these
Hold
dirty...
On. Did you hear me say it's super easy in any of...
I've never heard you say easy.
It's super easy. This is, by the way, what they... Yeah. This is chick thing. This is how they do it. Instead of super easy. Didn't say anything about super easy. It's by definition, it's hard. It's hard. It's called hard work.
Crazy hard.
In fact, I would argue you are advocating for doing hard work.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that it's hard and get with it.
It should be hard.
By the way, I've never said super easy to anybody as it pertained to work. Sorry, go ahead.
Pick yourself up from the bootstraps. It's super easy. I'm just a supporter of hard work. And these dirty liberals don't believe in hard work. They just want to sit around and collect government cheese and just chill. But obviously that's not the case, right? So I want to explain to him, first of all, why it is that certain individuals think that conservatism is a dirty word. And by the way, I should know.
I don't want to get into it. It's super easy. What he said, go to work. Focus on education. Keep your family together. I don't know. Was there any – that's an issue? It's taking great umbrage. Was there any reason for her to listen and evaluate our conversation about kid breakfast working hard?
It showed up on their radar is bizarre.
There's some umbrage with what I was saying.
By the way, they could – just drop into almost any show and we'd be saying something similar.
Any show from the dawn of radio till now.
Yeah, from 95 on.
I know. I mean the dawn of radio, anyone's show.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do it.
By the way, it's what they've done to this woman that got elected to the Italian premiership.
Yes.
They're doing the same
She's
thing to
fascist.
Her. She essentially says Christian, family, autonomy.
She says God...
Family,
country and family.
And
that's very offensive.
Libertas, she says.
That's very offensive to them.
She frames it interesting, though. She says it's because they're succumbing to powers that are trying to make everyone into perfect consumers.
Yes.
Which I thought was a really interesting way of framing all this.
Yes.
It's, we are this consumerism. And to some extent, the way we consume social media and stuff like that, she's right.
Oh, she is right.
Yeah.
Ryan, 38, Kansas.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just was wondering if you had any thoughts about, how a lot of soft drinks, not fucking alcoholic drinks, are becoming more popular, like Truly's, kind of more like girl drinks.
Mm-hmm.
If that has any correlation with what you're talking about, how everyone's kind of getting onto Chick Think.
Well, Chick Think, yes, Ryan, thank you for bringing this up because you've made me have a profound thought.
Uh-oh.
A little less Chick Think, a little more Yummy Phase.
More Yummy Phase.
All the fruity drinks.
Oh, if Chick Think, then more Yummy Phase? Is that what you're saying?
Less Chick Think, it's more Yummy Phase. Adolescent.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It's, I've told you, guys are turning into chicks.
Yeah.
Chicks are turning into 14-year-olds.
So you need more.
53-year-old women are dressing like 14-year-olds?
Yeah.
Dudes are turning into chicks, and then the chicks turning into 14-year-olds, and that's where all the fruity drinks come in.
Hasn't the pop music thing settled a little bit? Is it still as crazy as when you used to complain about it?
I don't know, but this is Yummy Phase.
I get
that. This is an adolescent thing.
Yeah, yumminess. Yeah, I get that.
This is no more cigars and brandy for you.
Right.
I want something that tastes like passion fruit.
Something yummy.
Yeah. Speaking of cigars, man, let me tell you about Segura. The industry's most premium products, including highly sought-after limited edition items, exclusive top-shelf Segura samplers for brands such as Davidoff and Ashton, large selection of high-end boutique products, and nationally distributed regular production favorites as well. Connect with fellow cigar smokers in their lounge, along with staff experts, manufacturers, and more. Connect with the community of cigar lovers, shop boutique cigars, and share experiences. It's a one-of-a-kind cigar-based community with an accurate, or I should say curated selection of industry-related content that includes reviews, pairings, beginner's questions, and more. So you can go to Cigora.com and Cigora.com, that's Cigora.com, and enter the code SHOW10 for 10% off your first order. So if you love a cigar, go to Cigora.com. And remember, enter the code SHOW10 to get 10% off your first order. All right, you can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Drew?
Go to DrDrew.com or DrDrew.tv. See the streams, the pods, all there.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com.
All this month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.